Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Everything is great. Welcome into the show. It is Amy and Chris, and we love you. We have a phone number, 314-436-7900. We want you to join in on the show today. Whether you call us or text us, we don't care. We just want to hear from you. But we can also play, potentially, your voice messages if you want to leave us one. You have to be on the Odyssey app. You need to download it and listen to the show live and record a message right from there. There's a button that says leave a message for us, and you could do that. And we would love to hear from you that way. Also, we are streaming live on pretty much all the social media platforms where you can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
It's cold, brah. That's it.
It's cold.
It is it is absolutely freezing.
I love it.
In fact, I think the high for today, Amy, is absolute zero.
It is.
I think it is negative 273.
Are you sure it's not just zero? Like, did they say absolutely it's zero?
No, I think
I think that's what they said.
What is absolute zero? Negative 276 or 273? Something like that. Anyway, that's what it's going to get down to today.
It's pretty chilly. Meanwhile, everything's happening in Washington, D.C. All the things, all of the headlines that you've seen everywhere, they're all about the nation's capital, and we will probably maybe touch on some of them lately.
Ohio State is the new national champion in college football. A win over Notre Dame last night. Also, the Blues beat the Golden Knights in a shootout, a 5-4 final score. So it is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji until 1 o'clock today. And as we mentioned, it is cold right now. It is 3 degrees. And the weather is so ridiculous that near the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America.
There are winter weather advisories in areas where they never get them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. There's a blizzard that's happening in Louisiana right now as we speak.
Wow.
This is crazy.
I mean,
it never happens down there.
No, it's so very cold, and the wind chills, which are kind of my favorite, to be honest. I love looking at the wind chills. And I know it's not funny because this is dangerously cold, but if you live in Troy, Jerseyville, Illinois, Litchfield, Illinois, really, you know, areas north of St. Louis, the wind chills could be close to 20 degrees below zero.
So you have to be very careful today.
Yeah.
I know that this is the time of year. There are really two times. In the middle of the summer when it's sweltering, mm-hmm. and days like today, you really do need to check up on your neighbors, and in particular the elderly neighbors that may not have anybody around. Just make sure they're doing okay.
Yes.
Because it's bad, and you never know. You never know if there's enough heat in the house, you know. So if a person in your world mm-hmm. doesn't have a whole lot of people who check on them, this is the kind of day to do it.
Yeah, and even more so, I mean, not to harp on it, but it's still bad in the city. It's still bad on certain streets. And I know already there are neighborhoods where their streets haven't been touched, where they may not know their neighbors very well, but know an elderly person has not been able to leave their home. Go check on them. Make sure they haven't tried to get outside. Make sure they haven't fallen. Make sure their heat's still working. Really, it is seriously cold. Also, I feel like we're one giant PSA today, but if you have new drivers or young drivers, this is the type of cold that I learned when I was a teenager, and my dad would always tell me, I don't care if the roads are icy or clean, it doesn't matter. Have a blanket, have boots, have gloves, have an extra coat or a hat, keep them in your car. I actually got a, like a clear bin that I just keep in the trunk of my car, and in that bin is a coat and a sweatshirt and gloves and a blanket, because Ronge, you and I saw someone whose car just died at an intersection. It had nothing to do with snow and ice, right, or the roads being bad. It's just that it's so cold, batteries die more frequently. And so we saw someone whose car just died. But if you're stranded, I mean, within minutes of your car dying, it gets cold in that car.
Yeah, especially days like this. And this is another thing. We were talking about this in the office. It's not a myth. You need to keep at least a half tank of gas in your car.
Half?
Yes. You do not have a half tank, do you?
I do not. I'm not as low as Matt Pajeski, though.
I'm on E.
No,
you're
not.
E right now?
You can't be on E.
Oh, I filled up yesterday.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for who has to take care of him after the show when his car is dead.
He gave me a ride home once, so I might have to do it. Damn it.
That's right, he did.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, but it's true because your fuel lines can freeze, so you do not want to be on empty for an extended period of time. Keep your gas tank at half at least.
Yeah.
This is, it's very important when it's cold like this.
This is...
it's not a joke.
Yeah, this is really oddly written, but it said, on the conditions that we currently have, frostbite can set in between 2 hours and 33 minutes. Somewhere, depending on where residents are in the St. Louis regions. Now, I believe they're saying it can set in between 2 hours and 33 minutes, not 2 hours and 33 minutes because of the word between, but it's written kind of strangely.
I see what you're saying. just stay warm.
Stay warm.
Gloves, hats,
okay.
Scarves, all of that stuff. We shouldn't have to tell you, but sometimes people need a reminder.
Also, I was listening to Total Information AM this morning.
What a great show.
It's my favorite show. I wake up to that show every single morning. And I have never heard of frostquakes.
You haven't?
You've heard of frostquakes?
Yeah.
So, is it Southern Missouri? I listened to it once. I didn't use the... I was listening on the Odyssey app, but I didn't rewind it. I should have rewound it because you can rewind live radio on the Odyssey app. But there, people heard giant like booms or explosions, and it's the ground shifting. And it makes sense because, no, I've never heard of frost quakes.
We don't get them a lot here because it rarely gets this cold here.
As opposed to frosted flakes, which I have heard of. No, frost quakes. But here's what I have. I have wood beams in my apartment, like the ceiling. It's a small, like, studio, but the ceiling are these giant, are just all wood, I guess I should say. They're not wood beams. It's just a wood ceiling and with exposed wood, which looks very nice. But because of all that wood and because I'm on the top floor, so the ceiling, it's like a tin roof and these wood beams, when the temperature drops rapidly, oh my gosh, it sounds like gunshots going off in the middle of the night, 10, 11, 15 times a night. I bet I woke up 10 times last night. And it's not like wood cracking. It is
like shifting.
Boom.
Yeah.
Pow, 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 boom. And this is how bad it was, is I would wake up and I even hit record on my phone like two or three times. But by the time I woke up and hit record, that little series of pops and booms would be done. And then I'd be recording for 20 minutes and then I'd, you know, want to fall back asleep. And I didn't leave my phone recording all night. So, then it would happen 45 minutes later. So even though it's every 45 minutes is pretty frequent, it's tough to catch it. But I'm going to catch it because I cannot find on the internets. I can't find the noise of the wood popping.
As long as your place isn't collapsing.
I don't know.
It's not collapsing.
You say probably, that. Oh, you're the best one to listen to when it comes to snow.
The way you're describing it,
yeah.
It sounds like what I imagine it sounded like on the Titanic when the thing split in half.
Oh my gosh, that is exactly what it sounds like.
It does?
Yeah.
Like the whole thing's coming apart?
If you have heard your wood floors or wood ceilings pop, please back me up on this, on how loud it can be. I've heard it before, like in my when my parents moved, so it was like my early 20s, they had wood floors, and those would pop like gunshots. And I knew that it happened because I had read a book that it was a Pioneer series. And so they would have wood houses and wood floors, and those houses would pop. And the main protagonist said, oh, it sounds like gunshots. And I'm like, whatever. There's no way. I don't understand how wood floors can sound like a rifle, but it does. And it's difficult to sleep.
Well, I'm so sorry. But at least you are sleeping in a warm place, are you not? That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
a
good.
A little too warm. I have to turn the heat off.
Oh, poor you.
Are you not sleeping in a warm place?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh.
I kind of like it a little cooler.
Well, that's
why
I have to turn the heat off. And don't you find an apartment stays warmer?
Yeah, I actually have my window cracked. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
To the outside.
Do you know the temperature? What's the temperature?
Right now?
In your apartment.
I do not know.
I sleep with it at 64, 63.
That's perfect. Yeah. They do say that 65 degrees is a perfect sleeping temperature.
Yeah.
It's good for your body. So let us know how you feel.
314-436-7900.
And we also want to hear from you on this.
Yeah.
So we have talked a lot about how you see your friends if you find out your friends' politics don't match with yours. And it is a, look, it's a thing. It's a real thing. And it can change relationships or affect relationships. But what about celebrities?
Athletes, singers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody in the public eye, when you find out their politics, does it make you think of them differently? We want to hear from you. You can leave us a voice message on the Audacy app, AUDACY, where you can listen to the show live, or just give us a call or a text message, 314-436-7900, and give us an example, too. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show,
sponsored by Reinhold Flooring.
Now, Scott Mosby on the voice of St. Louis KMOX.
Actually, surprise, it's the Chris and Amy Home Improvement Show here with you on a Tuesday morning. We're talking floorboards. Today, all floor, all floorboards all day. See, here's the...
Hey, you don't want to talk politics. This is what you get. Don't talk about Donald Trump. This is what you get.
People
like, hear floorboards.
What do we mean, Chris, talk about when they're not talking
about?
Yeah,
they like me say bad things about Donald Trump. Okay, fine. We're talking floorboards then. This is what you asked for.
How come you did a little bit of this is what you wanted?
Hey.
Anyway, my ceiling is popping like crazy, and I know it's the temperature change. It's the expanding and the contracting of the wood, but we have a caller.
Oh, yeah, it's Keith in St. Charles.
Keith in St. Charles, what's your question? Keith?
Hello, Keith. Uh-oh, Frostquake got him. That's too bad.
That was our first caller,
Keith,
on the Home Improvement Show.
Well, the text message says, thank you for talking about the Frostquakes on your ceiling. It sounded like a rafter snapped in my home last night.
Really?
Even the cat ran. Well, cats are skittish. They run from everything.
Thank you for texting in. Is that a 314-636?
That is a 314.
Thank you for texting in. I feel so validated. I don't know how are we supposed to live like this. But yeah, it's really loud.
This text message says, I could have sworn your point, they're talking about you,
me?
Amy. I could have sworn your point was going to be because there's tons of people who don't have anywhere warm to go, much less sleep. Not my apartment is actually too hot.
No, don't
it's too hot in my apartment.
Listen, guys.
You're like the, you know what you're like? Have you seen the Three Amigos?
Have I seen it?
Yeah. Do you know when they're traveling through the desert?
Yeah.
And
Dusty has the water bottle and he's glug, 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 glug.
Glug, glug. And then when he's left, he just throws it on the ground.
Lip glop?
Yeah, lip balm.
He says lip glop.
No, he says lip balm.
I don't think so.
Okay. He says, what is lip glop?
Always...
Text message from a 314. South County between Lime Ferry and Telegraph. Lots of frost quakes the last couple of days. I have not experienced them.
I mean, you guys, do you realize that with this storm, the snowmageddon we had, this was actually the closest thing we had to a real snowmageddon because we had thunder snow, which is very snowmageddon-y, and now we've got frost quakes, which is also... very apocalyptic. I think this was the real first snowmageddon that we've experienced.
I don't mind the frost quakes. It's exciting and it's harmless.
You can't say that. You didn't hear it.
It's exciting and harmless.
I feel like you would be all nervous Nelly in your apartment thinking, are we being bombed?
No. You know what I would think? After that thing happened in Florida with that apartment building just collapsing, just falling to the ground, I think about that a lot.
You should.
Yes.
You're in a tall apartment building.
Yeah, and I keep saying to the people who own it, are we okay here? Because I know this building is kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to die?
Now, Don't worry, I'm not going to continue the home improvement show because I would also talk about water pressure, having huge issues with that, the low flow water pressure. So, you know, like a shower head, but when it's the shower spray with all the little holes.
Yeah.
About half of the top holes, water wasn't even coming out of them this morning. That's how low it is. It was just dripping.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
So, Amy, right before we went to break, we were talking about, or we asked the question of you about celebrities. Because we know that sometimes, a lot of times, in fact, politics can affect personal relationships. But what about celebrities? If you follow somebody, if it's an athlete, if it's a singer, mm-hmm. if it's an actor, and you find out they support a candidate that you don't like, does it change your opinion of them? And we have a text message that says, I think it's safe to assume every celebrity and rich person will vote for their bank accounts until we learn otherwise. And I think that is true for a lot of people. And I don't know if I blame somebody who's wealthy or somebody who's a celebrity for voting with their bank account. I wouldn't say it's particularly noble, but I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand why people do it. But in terms of how I feel about celebrities, I don't know if I ever fully jump off board of somebody that I like just because I find out they vote for somebody I don't like.
So can you think of someone that you like who is super Trumpy, for instance? That's not your point of view.
Well, a lot of athletes. My thought is when I find out about it, it's like, that's disappointing, but okay. You know, they can do what they do. I'm still going to root for them, and I'm going to cheer for them just because, you know, if they're on my team, I guess. But I can't. People are going to have different political opinions for me. I think it's when an athlete or a celebrity of some kind veers into some hateful mindset or a mindset that I mm-hmm. read as hateful, then I might really change my opinion of you.
Being hateful is different than voting for someone or being excited about, like, Inauguration Day. There were a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, I saw one celebrity post, Happy Inauguration Day, and half the comments were like, unfollow, disappointing. First of all, this celebrity, pretty conservative, talks about it a lot. If you are just now finding out that they were excited about Inauguration Day, then that's kind of a you problem because, I mean, she's talked about it before. For me, I'm not even disappointed because as a conservative, the commanding heights of culture overwhelmingly lean left. And that's just because when you're looking at Hollywood, when you're looking at what we would call legacy media, when you look at the elite universities, those are things you call the commanding heights of culture, and they do lean left. So I'm used to it. The same thing with a lot of companies that I support will have sometimes make statements that are, you know, either more progressive or even say, like, big supporters of Planned Parenthood. Well, I'm pro-life, but I pretty much assume that 99% of the stores that I shop at and the celebrities that I watch in television shows or the authors that I like to read, right, are going to lean left. So I'm more used to it. I'm more surprised, for me, if an actor or a singer comes out in favor of a conservative politician. Granted, I didn't grow up listening to country music. You know, I feel like country music is going to have more conservatives, sure. But other people, pop and stuff, they've always kind of leaned left.
Well, yeah, I think lean left. I know you just kind of threw a number out there. I don't think it's 99%. I don't think it's close to 100%.
Elite universities, I will say faculty, 94%.
Well, we're talking about celebrities here, right? And I do think that it is more likely a celebrity has a more progressive viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Like the Golden Globes. If you look at the audience of the Golden Globes, that's overwhelmingly progressive.
Or you have people who are not, who just aren't going to say anything about it, who feel like they can't or whatever.
Because, like, Chris Pratt has been more...
least conservative.
Conservative, right. And then you have the wackos, like Mel Gibson. I don't even know what he is. Anti-Semitic.
Dude, did you see the interview?
Just a big, giant, raging anti-Semite.
Well, he's been that way for, like, 20 years now.
No, but people told me, they said his eyes were, like, bugged out.
Oh, the Joe Rogan interview.
No, this was a CNN interview.
Okay, well, he did a Rogan interview, and he was... Dude, insane. I don't know what he's on.
But something.
Something, man.
He's insane.
He is, he is bat spit crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that guy.
And bat spit is very dangerous these days.
Well, it's always
too
dangerous.
Too soon, Ronj. Too soon.
Sorry, man.
Come on, man.
We are going to talk to Matt Pauley at the bottom of next hour. So after 11:30, we'll talk to him. National championship was decided last night, and the Buckeyes win. Also, his thoughts on the winter warm-up and some comments from Bill DeWitt and the direction of the Cardinals and where they are headed this season and beyond. We're going to talk to Matt Pauley. But coming up next, we are trying, St. Louis is trying to expand international flights at Lambert Airport. Could raise our profile a bit. We'll see how that effort is going. Rhonda Hamnebrugge is the director of St. Louis Lambert International Airport, joins us next.
Fly with me, let's fly away.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark Scores with you. Is St. Louis going to get more direct international flights? I hope so. Well, to tell us more is the director of St. Louis Lambert International Airport, Rhonda Hamnebrugge. Rhonda, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. And I guess the question is out there. So is St. Louis going to get more direct international flights pretty soon?
Well, we can't answer the question. So, you know, we work on this year-round, and we have been for years. I do think that the success of the Lufthansa flight has been very helpful for us as we look to continue to market it. But, you know, we don't have the answer to the question one way or the other. Typically on international service, especially if you're talking European service, they make those announcements in the fall for the following year. So we'll be working on it from now until then and see if there's an opportunity to add another route.
So what goes into that in trying to get an additional flight here? Do you have to look for a destination, or does it sort of find you? How do you find out, where you could potentially add a flight?
Yeah. So the first thing you have to look at is your numbers. We have historical data, so we can look back, going back, you know, for the past 20, 25 years as to how many passengers do we have a day. So when we started working on the Lufthansa flight, we looked at all the passengers going on a daily basis into Frankfurt. But beyond that, we looked at all the passengers that could connect in Frankfurt and go to points beyond. So, you know, it really is a numbers game. And then if you think about the way this industry has changed, one of the things that the European carriers have focused on, especially in the last 5 or 6 years, is the opportunity to get more European-based carriers into some of the medium hub markets. So historically, our legacy carriers like American, Delta, United, they're very focused on moving that connecting traffic through their major hubs for the international service. So it's harder for the medium hub airports to be able to garner that when you don't have the connecting traffic, because there's not enough local people. Even on a daily basis today, if we looked at just our local number going into Frankfurt, Germany, there would not be enough people to support, you know, necessarily 7 days a week. We have enough to support the three, and we believe we have enough to support even a fourth or a fifth flight. But as you start increasing that, it's really a numbers game. And then you have to work with your airline partners. We build relationships with them year-round. You have to work with them to market, to show them the future things that are happening in your area. Where is their growth potential? Where is their companies that are doing more international business? What's that travel need that we don't have historical data on that you can try to build and work with your local companies?
How much do financial incentives and subsidies play in the role of wooing an international flight here?
Yeah. They're huge. And the reason that they're huge is because if you look at, again, carriers coming into medium hub markets versus your mega hubs, they need to know that these flights are going to be supported if they're going to make that decision to come here. And those first 2 years are critical. While you're building market share, while you're trying to market the flight, while you're trying to get people and the business community to understand that if we do get this flight, it's got to be supportive. So those incentives give a level of confidence to the air carriers that not only is the airport supporting this, but your region, your state are supporting it. And if the flight comes, the numbers are there to make it successful. But for the long-term success, can it be sustainable? And that's why those incentives play a key role during those first 2 years.
Yeah, and the financial incentives for that Lufthansa flight that you mentioned to Frankfurt, it expired last year, and they are continuing the route through the end of 2025. Do you know when you'll know if they're going to continue it past that 2025 expiration so far?
Sure. So they publish the schedules typically a year out. So the schedule, you know, they will publish, you know, the next year's schedule sometime starting for sale, usually in the summer. So if right now you can, you know, you can book it all the way through the end of the year. But as they look to extend that next year, the summer schedule should come out where people start looking to book activity for next spring, next summer. So that's typically when you'll see it come out. But I think that, you know, we have all expectations it's going to continue. It has been extremely successful. We're seeing in the high 90 load factors on a year-round basis. You know, you got a couple months, January and February, where that drops down just based on the lack of need of people going into Europe in those two winter months. But extremely, extremely well supported by the business community and the leisure community.
We are visiting with Rhonda Hamnebrugge, the director of Lambert Airport. And when you talk with airlines, whether it's international airlines or other domestic airlines, what do they say about Lambert? What is their opinion of it and what they think they need? Or does the airport have everything they need from you?
Oh, yeah. No, I think the opinion of Lambert is good. I don't think there's anything from a need standpoint. Again, what airlines are looking for is not so much the airport. What they're looking for is, are there numbers there? Are there numbers of passengers that are going to book that flight and make it financially successful? And that's what the airline cares about. So, you know, I think from a partner standpoint, every carrier out here will tell you we have really strong partnerships with the airlines. That's one of our strengths. And so that word gets around easily in the industry. You know, as big as this industry is, it's a small industry when it comes to kind of being in that center forefront of what's happening across all these markets. So I think that the comments and the partnerships that we have with the airlines see this as a very positive place. At the end of the day, it's a numbers game. You know, the flight's only going to be successful if it can fill seats at a price that can help the airline make money. So that is the triggering factor.
What about your partnership with Greater St. Louis, Inc., which was promising to secure state and federal funding for St. Louis International Airport, as well as helping to secure additional nonstop international flights?
Yeah. So it's been a great relationship. You know, I reached out years ago. I reached out to that organization before it was GSL, and it said, look, if we want to compete, you know, the airport has an offering on the table that is an approved FAA incentive program, but it's not enough for us to lure international markets. And there really wasn't the support there to do that. Once the Greater St. Louis Inc. was formed, I reached out to them and said, if we want to think about this, you know, this is where I could use some support, because the business community is always saying, where can we support you? And it was the executive committee at that time, along with Jason Hall, that said, okay, let's sit down and talk about this, and presented to them a plan that we felt we needed that complemented the airport's offering to be able to lure this. And, you know, it was really the first organization that listened and put the money on the table. And we were successful in that first year of being able to attract the Lufthansa flight as a result of that.
Well, now that Jason Hall has left for a different city, leadership changing here, has anything changed with the relationship with the airport and Greater St. Louis, Inc.?
Oh, no. We know the whole team there very well. And they continue to be extremely supportive, whether that's with Sam Murphy or whether it's with Justin or whether it's with, you know, Maggie Crane. They're all very supportive of what we're doing, and as is the executive committee and the board. So I don't see that changing at all.
And with, like, as Ron mentioned, they're going through that transition with the new leader of Greater St. Louis. But do you have a goal number you'd like to see for those international flights leaving St. Louis? Is it, no, we're just doing one at a time, getting as many as we can? Or do you have a number that said this is the standard for a mid-market?
Well, the standard for a mid-market typically is zero to two. So, you know, and I think it does depend so much. I mean, I can't sit here and say, oh, look, we're going to have six or seven. And when you think about international activity, we have three of the Canadian markets now. We have several of the Caribbean markets. Those are all deemed international. Most people, when they think of international, they think of Europe and beyond. So we have a number of destinations that are international destinations. But if you think of that European market, as long as we are relying on the local market and not connecting market to come in, it's going to be hard to garner more than a couple of flights. And I say that because if you go back to the TWA hub days, this was the TWA hub. So for all of those international markets that were out of here, they pushed connecting traffic to fill those flights. It wasn't with the local community. Our Lufthansa flight is 99% local market. There's a handful of connections that come in on United because they do have a code share, but it's 99% local market. So unless this market is going to grow, or unless one of our partners here at the airport is going to push more connecting traffic through, you know, that's why we were very encouraged with Southwest doing a code share with the Icelandair, because, you know, that code share with Southwest is the first international code share Southwest does. So if you think about Southwest and the strength that they have here, not only of the local market, but that connecting market that they're pushing through here, that's the type of opportunity that we see that can help us get more international activity if indeed Southwest continues to look at code shares like that, because they have such a strong connecting base through here.
With the extreme cold that we are experiencing today, and in the South, they've got their first ever blizzard warning along the Gulf Coast. So are flights affected today, delayed coming in and out of Lambert?
Not due to anything here. The cold has not affected us here, so we're operating normal. But there are markets like the Houston market, which has been heavily impacted, and the New York market. So we have seen some cancellations into the Houston market. We are seeing some delays into the East Coast markets that are getting hit by some of that storm. But the cold here is not affecting us.
Rhonda, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Good to talk to both of you.
That is Rhonda Hamnebrugge, the director of St. Louis Lambert International Airport, as they look to expand their international flights. Did You See This is coming up. Amy Marks Corps' Chris Ranji. Don't forget that you can listen to us on the Odyssey app. Download it to your phone and also record a voice message and send it to us. If you've got something to say, we'd love to hear from you. It's KMOX.
Okay, Ranj, I don't know if you saw this question. I don't know if it was just from this influencer or if she saw the question somewhere, but I'm going to pose it to you.
Today?
Yeah. Oh. Eventually, at some point. How many owls would you have to see before you started to get suspicious and think, that's a lot of owls?
Two?
Really? I think three.
Actually,
I think if I saw three.
I don't know if I've ever seen one by itself.
Oh,
not at a zoo.
They're in Forest Park, and guess what they do? They swoop your head. My friend got swooped.
I don't think I look up at trees when I'm in Forest
Park.
You
don't? No, you're not looking up. They mistake you for something else, and They go in their little talons, grab your head, and you could probably get
that
rabies or something.
Never
it happened to my friend. But anyway, how many owls would you have to see, Matt Pajeski, before you thought, that's a lot of owls?
Three or four, because you don't see them that often.
Yeah, but don't you think if you saw two, you'd think maybe they're together?
Or a couple?
Anyway.
This is a good question.
314-436-7900.
How many owls is too many? I thought you were going to say how many licks does it take to get to the center, because that's what the owl said.
It's very, you know
what?
That
was the owl's question.
I didn't even think about that, and that vibe is spot on.
Maybe that's where she was coming from. Amy?
Yes?
Did you see this? They did it. The Bears hired a new head coach, and they probably didn't screw it up this time.
This is the first time I've heard the Bears theme song without the...
Without the toot.
Without the toot.
Well, because it's the first time they haven't done anything stupid in weeks.
Are you excited, though, for real?
Yeah, Look.
Yes.
There's a difference between the correct decision and the one they had to make. Because it's very possible he ends up being a bad head coach. We don't know.
Because he was an offensive coordinator.
Because he was an offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson is now the head coach of the Bears.
From the Lions.
From the Lions.
Yes.
But it's also possible that he is really good, but you don't know that, right? It could have been somebody else in this class that would be better than him. But he's the guy right now. They had to go get him. He's the hot name. You have to go get him. You have to take a big swing. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. But it's the move they absolutely had to make, and they did it. I can't believe it. I thought they were going to screw it up.
Not a joke. Do you think this move saved Caleb Williams' career?
Hope so.
Because wouldn't Eberflus have destroyed him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Eberflus was terrible. Hey, you saw the national championship game last night?
Mm-hmm.
So, Notre Dame did not win.
Did not win.
Probably because I...
bandwagoned.
I
had
bandwagoned.
Bad Bears mojo.
Bad Bears
mojo.
They had
a push in the second half, but...
So, the game happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the Atlanta Falcons play. And it is, as we have talked about before, very famous for totally reasonable prices at the concession stand.
Yes.
So, they had... their exact same concession stand prices last night. It's incredible just looking at it. You can get a slice of pizza for $3.
Wow.
A whole pizza for $18. A meatball hoagie for $10. Drinks were $3.
What's a
bottled water, bottled sweet tea, $3.
Okay.
A regular soda, $2.
Wow.
A souvenir soda in a cup, you know, that you get to take home with you, $4. A classic cheeseburger, $5. You got chicken tenders and fries for $6.
That's insane. I'm pretty sure I paid $9 for bottled water at our...
Oh, you probably did.
...hockey game or something.
But I love this, and it's, you know, it makes me think there's something else behind it. Like, they can't just be offering these reasonable prices. There must be something sinister going on, but they are very well known for it. How about that? $3
That's
for
impressive.
A bottled water. Can you imagine paying $3 for a bottled water at any stadium?
I think it's $1.75 here or $2 here.
Bottled water?
Out of our little machine.
Oh, here. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, not in St. Louis. I'm so sorry. I forgot that not everyone's in this room with me. Yes. At our work, I'm pretty sure it's like $2.
So, if anything, this is evidence that it can be done.
Can be done. Well, and also Arizona iced tea. That guy hasn't raised his 99 cents or whatever for that giant can of Arizona iced tea, which I respect. Hey, guys, I have great news. We did it. We did it, everyone. We made it through the very darkest time of year. Tonight, the sun will set at 5 p.m. in New York City, and we won't have another pre-5 p.m. sunset until November.
I don't mind the dark. I don't mind it. I don't mind the early nights.
I will say the early nights and the cold weather kind of take off that pressure, take that pressure off of you that like, oh, I better go outside and be active.
Well, can't do anything. It's dark.
It's dark and icy. It would be a hazard to my health at this point.
I got to stay in. Sorry.
Yep.
By the way, I'm sorry to go back to this, but I forgot the most important thing.
Yes.
You know how much a beer was at the game last night?
$5.
$6.
$6. That's
$6
really
for
impressive.
A regular sized beer. If you want the large premium draft, it was $10. But a regular domestic, so like Miller Lite, Michelob Ultra, $5.
Wow.
That's awesome. I can't get over it.
Quick note for all the parents out there, Moana 2. I didn't see the original Moana, but I'm not, you know, I don't have kids.
It's on Disney, right?
I don't know.
Is it a Disney movie?
It was released in the theater, for sure. And it is a Disney movie, yes. Moana was like one of their huge hits. Moana 2 topped $1 billion at the global box office. It's only the third... Excuse me. It is the third Disney release from 2024 to achieve that milestone.
Wow.
Disney is doing okay for itself, which means Disney theme parks, lower your prices. You talk about not being family friendly. They're ripping people off.
Take a note from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium people. Right. They know what they're doing down there in Atlanta.
They do. And you're doing okay, Disney. Three movies last year that hit over $1 billion in the box office. And all the swag and the merchandise, Disney is doing okay.
You know, I've got a couple of impressive friends. None of them are in this room.
That's not true.
You're very impressive.
We're not your friends.
We were just talking about impressive people that we happen to be friends with. We thought this was a good topic of discussion. Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji. When we come back, we'll get into that on KMOX.